Well, good morning, everybody. How's everybody? Blessed and highly flavored. Yes, it's a good day. To what? Yes, a good day to die. The weather's perfect for a day of death. No interference, right home. Glory to God. Thank you, Master. How many of y'all, God's on the move? He's a grooving and he's a moving. And one of the things he's trying to do is rescue. Amen. It says that he desires no one be left behind. No one perish. Amen. So in this, there must be an area where we're all always maintaining a unity. Keeping unity. Because the enemy we talked about already loves to bring division, and a house divided cannot stand. Amen. You know, it only takes one compromise. That's all it takes to begin to drift. And there's something that the Holy Spirit gave me this morning. And he said, listen, people do not realize that their destiny is being altered. So we're going to talk about altered destiny. Everyone say altered destiny. Would you go to Psalm 37 with me, please? Now, we are predestined. In other words, there's a predestined plan for us to be called, to have a purpose, and to fulfill a destiny. But the powers of darkness and the enemy, they want to alter your destiny or prevent you from stepping into the future. And this is where we must have discernment. This is where we must be sensitive to these things. Because even something good could be still altering your destiny. Amen? Just because it's good, it doesn't mean it's God. So in this, that's where so many times people don't realize that without that true connection, now faith is the connection, isn't it? Amen? So without that level of faith, that connection, people can't hear. And the Bible says, the Lord, the voice of the Lord, the shepherd's voice, he says, my people follow. And the voice of the stranger, they will not. Then why are so many people following the voice of the stranger? Because they really don't know the shepherd. They don't know the voice of the shepherd. And the voice from the shepherd is not only just in words, it's an unction. It's an area. Many people say, I feel. That doesn't mean it's God. Many people say, I desire. See, unless God said it, then it ain't God. Does everybody get it? And everything we do, we don't want to fall in the arena in the trap of assumption. So many people are still being led by how they feel or a circumstance. Sometimes somebody might have gotten in a car accident and they believe that they need to buy a car right away. When the Lord says, no, don't. But see, because they can't hear, they'll go out and buy a car when God's trying to bring them one. Does everybody get it? This is where he said, my sheep know my voice. Only my sheep know my voice. Without my voice, they're not my sheep. They're someone else's sheep. And this is so vitally important. That we don't do the things that we want to do. We do the things that we're told to do. And there's a difference. It doesn't mean you can't have a discussion with the Lord. Because you can. You should every single day. That's relationship. That's closeness. What would you like me to do to please you today, Lord? Show me. Establish my steps and my thoughts. Establish these things so it caused me to know your will. Shut every door that's not of you. And open every door that is. That way, if I miss your voice, I got confirmation. But prevent me from stepping out an assumption. Because one step has a ripple effect. One step has a ripple effect of altering your destiny. Every time you make a step, there's a ripple effect. Do you know when you step in a puddle of water, what happens? Ripples. Forward, backward, and all the way around. One step of compromise can have a ripple effect. And everything changes. The alter, your destiny begins to alter. And this is where God begins to move. See, God is setting up all kinds of things for me and you. Amen? Always. He's predestined things for me and you. And that takes cooperation. But the moment we rebel or disobey And it doesn't mean someone's disobeying by on purpose. It means they're being misled. Amen? Because many people are disobeying, thinking they're not disobeying, but they're being misled. Because they're led by either pride, flesh, desires, influence of the world. Amen? But one step, every time you take a step, it's called step in the future. When you step into the future, every step we take, every step is a choice. Everyone say that with me. Every step is a choice. It's a choice that I make. When I make that choice, I'm making a step. When I make that step, there's a ripple effect. Either that ripple effect is promoting my destiny or it's altering my destiny. And when God has already established something and he's already making things and preparing things, every time you take a disobedient step by a wrong choice, compromise choice, he has to reset everything over. And what does it do? It delays. It delays everything. And he has to reset everything all over for me and you. Does everybody understand that? All right, let's go a little. Psalm 37. Come on. Psalm 37, verse 18. Hallelujah! Altered destiny. In verse 18, Psalm 37, glory. What does it say? The Lord knows the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time, and in the days of famine they shall be what? Satisfied. But the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord, like the splendor of the metals, shall vanish. Into smoke they shall vanish away. The wicked borrows and does not repay, but the righteous shows mercy and gives. For those blessed by him shall inherit the earth, but those cursed by him shall be cut off. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and his delight is in his way. Now, here's the confirmation. It says the steps of a good man. Well, the step was a good man. He's someone that's upright, submissive, surrendered, yielding to the Spirit. Amen. So he says here, right here, he says, the steps of a good man, that's, I'm going to say that again. What is the association with a good man? Someone that's submissive, upright, surrendered, and yielding to the Spirit. That's a good man. We call it a righteous individual. Amen. It says he delights in his way. God delights in his way. In other words, this individual is delighting in the way that God has set for him, not according to his own way. Does everybody get it? So the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his ways. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down. In other words, even though he makes a mistake. For the Lord upholds him with his hand. I have been young and now I'm old. I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his descendants begging bread. He is ever merciful and lends, and his descendants are blessed. What does it say? Depart from evil and do good, and dwell forevermore. For the Lord loves what? Justice, and does not forsake his saints. They are preserved forever, but the descendants of the wicked shall be cut off. The righteous shall inherit the land and dwell in it forever. Again, the steps of the Lord are upright. The steps of a good man is upright, submissive, surrendered, and yielding to the Spirit. Why? Because the destroyer is trying to alter these steps. Amen? And Psalm 57. Psalm 57. Oh, hallelujah. In verse 4, Psalm 57, 4. Is everybody there? Let's speak it. My soul is among lions. I lie among sons of men who are set on fire, whose teeth are spears and arrows. Their tongue are sharp. And their what? Their tongue is a sharp sword. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens, and let your glory be above all the earth. They have prepared a net for my what? My steps. To do what? Alter your destiny. My soul is bowed down. They have dug a pit before me. Into the midst of it, they themselves have what? Fallen. My heart is steadfast, O God. My heart is steadfast. I will sing in praise and give praise. Awake my glory. Awake flute and harp. I will awaken the dawn. I will praise you, O Lord, among the peoples. I will sing to you among the nations. For your mercy reaches unto the heavens, and your truth into the clouds. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be above all the earth. Okay, so here we see something very powerful. Evil prepares a net for our steps. Amen? Steps what? Into the future of our destiny. To misdirect us out of God's time, out of God's will, out of God's purpose. Their tongue of the wicked is vile. It's repulsive. It's disgusting. Why? Because it's always influencing. It's influencing. It's abusive. The voice of evil is abusive. The net is verbal. When he says they set a net for us, what it is, it's verbal. It's not that he's, you're not going to fall into a net. Amen? Or into a hole and hurt your leg. He's talking about the net is associated with verbal. His voice, the voice of the stranger, is trying to set us up. The voice of the stranger is trying to redirect our path, redirect our steps, prevent us from stepping in the future of our destiny. The net is verbal influence of thought or desire to alter the steps of destiny into the future. Every step, again, has a ripple effect, like stepping in a puddle of water. It affects our past, present, and future. Because see, you are protected when you are submitting to every step from God. When you're not submitting to the step of God, when you step in it, that ripple effects open doors from your past, present, and prevent you from going into the future of your destiny. Psalm 140. Psalm 140, verse 1. Let's speak it together. Deliver me, O Lord, from what? Evil men. Preserve me from violent men who plan evil things in their hearts. They continually gather together for war. They sharpen their tongues like a what? A serpent. The poison of asses under their lips. Keep me, O Lord, from the hands of the wicked. Preserve me from violent men who purpose to what? Make my steps what? Stumble. They, the proud, have hidden a snare for me. The proud, why? Because they've been taken captive. They're promoters of pride of self, lust of self. The proud have hidden a snare for me and cords. They have spread a net by the wayside. They have set traps for me. Again, this tongue is like a serpent. It's poisonous. These are words that cause alter destination. Alter destination. In other words, your steps to compromise in another area. Moving out of God's time. I'm telling you, the Lord wants us so close to Him right now. So close. Because of what's getting ready to happen, what's happening right now. I mean, there's poison flying everywhere from the serpent's tongues. Everywhere. It's incredible. And people are catching it. People are getting darts shot into them and don't even realize it. Then the poison is released. And they're making choices, not according to God's will, but according to the carnal, the emotion, the lust, and the evil. Psalm 17. Psalm 17. You know, he says, the proud have set a trap, you know. They've set a snare for me. So the spirits of pride Amen. Try to promote self. Anything that's promoting of self. Anything that you put yourself first. Without seeking the Lord. Psalm 17, verse 1. Hallelujah. 17, verse 1 through 5, let's speak it. Hear a just cause, O Lord. Attend to my cry. Give ear to my prayer, which is not from deceitful lips. Let my vindication come from your what? Your presence. Let your eyes look on the things that are upright. You have tested my heart. You have visited me in the night. You have tried me and have found nothing. I have purpose that my mouth shall not transgress concerning the works of men by the words of your lips. I have kept away from the paths of the what? The destroyer. The paths of the destroyer. Uphold my steps in your paths that my footsteps may not what? Slip. Do you understand that the destroyer is trying to alter our steps? By words of God's lips, he says, I'm going to follow you. That's fellowship. Knowing his voice, keeping away from the destroyer of our destiny. So your path, he says, your path, he's saying, your path for me, Lord, the path of existence will not be altered. The path of my destiny will not be altered at all. Every step that I make, let it be according to your will and not my own. Every choice that I make, let it be according to your will and not my own. Let not me be misled by how I think or how I feel or my circumstances. Many people make decisions. The Bible says, the Lord is my shepherd, I will not lack. So many times the enemy comes and says, listen, you're missing this. Didn't he do that with Eve? He said, look, this is not really true what God is telling you. There's more. You'll be like God. See, the devil always believes, tries to make you believe God's holding something back. That's his job. And he does it very well. And then when a person makes the choice to do something else, they just realize, oh, although it's too late, because now they have to reap what they've sowed, that the decision they made was wrong. Anybody ever make a wrong decision? Didn't we regret it? Amen? And sometimes it was years that you still regret it. I can't believe I did that. And you can't make it up. You can't change what was done. Amen? So if we have discernment and wisdom now and willing to do whatever it takes, submissive, yielding, Lord, it's your life, not mine, we won't fall in those circumstances. Amen? Matthew 7. Oh, hallelujah. Matthew 7:24. Altered destiny. What's that? That's steps. Our steps, every step we make is supposed to be making into the future, not into the past. 24, let's speak it. Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him of a wise man who built his house on the rock. Now, hear his sayings. What's the saying? His voice, his word. Amen. When you hear, see, people listen, but they don't hear. Because pride and will of self and lust of self is overtaken. Oh, they listen, but they don't hear. And if you can't hear, you can't cross over. Oh, hallelujah. Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock, and the rain descended. In other words, troubles came, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. But everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them, will be like a foolish person who built his house on the sand, and the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat on that house, and it fell, and great was its fall. Those that can hear and obey maintain the course of destiny, allowing their steps to be ordered by the Lord. But there are many who listen and not obey, altering the steps of destiny, not able to cross over into the future, allowing the voice of pride and the lust of self to mislead them. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Do we need wisdom? Amen. First Corinthians chapter 2. In verse 6. It says, however, we speak wisdom to those who are mature. Now, this word mature is not associated with age. It's not associated with knowledge. It's associated with submissiveness. It's associated with what? Submissiveness. God looks at someone that submits everything he's requiring as mature. Listen. How many times have you seen a young child? You'd say, man, that kid is mature. Sometimes more mature than an older person. Amen? Why? Because they're submissive. They take counsel. They take correction. That's maturity. One that doesn't is immature. That's why we must be careful. That's why he says, know who you associate with. Because you can't trust someone that's immature. You don't know what their decision may be next. Amen? So God is trying to grow his children up to be mature. What does that mean? Submissive to everything he wants. Yield to whatever he wants. Willing to accept counsel, correction, and direction. Willing to lay down your life for his life. That's called maturity. However, we speak wisdom among those who are mature, yet not the wisdom of this age, nor the rulers of this age who are coming to nothing. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. The hidden wisdom which God ordained before the ages of for our glory, which none of the rulers of this age knew. Had they known, they would have not crucified the Lord of glory. But it is as it is written, even eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed them to us through his what? His Spirit. So do you need to hear his Spirit? Yeah. For the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. For what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. Now we receive not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit of God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us. These things we speak, not in words of which man's wisdom teaches, but what the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the carnal man can't what? The natural man does not get it. Doesn't get it. So let me tell you this, which so many people think, just because you speak in tongues and so forth, carnal man can still take precedence. Does everybody understand it? If you let him. If you let him. The carnal mind can still take over if you let him. We're always to have dominion over it. Remember, lust of the eye, lust of the flesh, and lust of self. That's all carnality. That's I first. We allow that to take over, your step will be altered, and your destiny will be altered. Your step will not be into the future, it'll be into the past. It'll be into darkness. Pride will come in blind and deaf. And the only thing that you can do at that time, submit, because you can't see all the way through. Your focus is on you then. What about my life? What about this? What about that? What about my future? You don't have a future. Everyone say, I don't have a future. Your future's in him, not yours. If you're in you, you ain't got no future. See, people go to school, they do all kinds of stuff to earn a living. There's nothing wrong with that. Amen? To earn a trade. But there must be a purpose behind it. That's to fulfill your call, purpose, and destiny. Or whatever you gain. Not to fulfill yourself. But to fulfill his will. Because you're going to stand before him. We all stand before him. And he's going to say, good and faithful servant, come on in. He says, remember he says, many came before me and said, Lord, Lord, we did this. He said, yeah, that was none of my will. You didn't do a thing I asked you to do. You used me. Used my gifts. Used my presence. Used my word. But you didn't listen to me. Does everybody get it? Hallelujah. Mature, one willing to hear and do, keeping lust of self and pride, and lust and pride under their feet, because pride and lust of self will blind, deafen the voice of God, causing misleading. Amen. And one of the things, when you are not hearing correctly, you know what you move to? Feeling. When you're not hearing correctly, you move to what? Feeling. 1 John chapter 4. I'll grab hold of this today. Hallelujah. Verse 17. Let's speak it. 1 John 4:17. Love has been what? Perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are we in this world. That means identity. The love of God is perfected by obedience, submission, and surrender to his call purpose. For our lives. Amen? We're to be living his life, not our life. Any altered destiny will first alter identity. I'm going to say that again. Any altered destiny will be first altered by identity. There's a compromise of identity. What I mean by that is not sold out, compromised. Verse 18. It says, there's no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. Wow. Again, any altered destiny will first start with the altered identity. The fight for self-life instead of the fight of life of Christ. It will also take to be living a pure, holy, sanctified, separated life. Willing to say goodbye to self and the world's desires. We have to say goodbye to self, friends, family, and worldly attractions. You must say goodbye. And let God build the house. The moment we start that over again. You know, the holidays are probably the toughest times for individuals, especially babies in Christ. Because they're drawn to all of the emotional from all the past. The families, the traditions, and all the other things. Hard to separate for them. I remember my first year being clean. I remember being in prison many times clean. Not being there for holidays and whatever. I mean, the enemy would beat you up, man, if you let him. But I'm telling you, in God's presence, he can't touch you. If you're truly sold out to what God wants, you got nothing to worry about. There'll be no desire for anything else but to please him. And when that comes, everything else falls into place. Go to Jude. People looking for love in the wrong places because they're looking for lust. Not knowing that. Looking for false fulfillments. Man, we are running out of time. Verse 14. Jude, verse 14. Let's speak it now. Enoch, the seventh from Adam, prophesied about these men also saying, behold, the Lord comes with 10,000s of his saints to execute what? Judgment on all. to convict all who are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds, which they have committed in an ungodly way, and of all the harsh things which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. These are grumblers, complainers, walking according to their own what? Lusts or desires. They mouth great swelling words. Oh, they like to fool you. Flattering people to gain advantage. But you, beloved, remember the words which were spoken before by the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, how they told you that there would be what? Mockers in the last time, who would walk according to their own ungodly lusts, in other words, their own desires and their own wills. These are sensual persons who cause division, not having the Spirit. Now, let me explain something to you. These are individuals that doesn't mean that they don't have the Spirit, because they've had the Spirit. Amen. But they're not being led by the Spirit. So if you're not being led by the Spirit, do you have the Spirit? Heck no. He may be there, but you ain't listening. You ain't hearing. And if you're not being led by the Spirit, you don't have the Spirit. Does everybody get it? Not being led by the Spirit. The eternal, he's called the what? The eternal keeper. Remember? He said that there'd be mockers and revilers in those days. These are sensual persons who cause divisions, not having the Spirit, not being led by the Spirit. But you, beloved, building yourselves up in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, praying in the Spirit, keeping yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ until eternal life. And on some have compassion, making a distinction, but on others save with what? Fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment defiled by the flesh. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory, majesty, dominion, power, both now and forever and ever and ever. And turn to Proverbs 3. Glory. Proverbs 3, verse 1. Glory. Proverbs 3. Okay. Get out of Romans. Been Roman. Glory, glory, and glory. Everybody okay? You sure? Are you getting this? Well, a couple of you got it anyways. Verse 1, let's speak it. My son, do not forget my law, but let your heart keep my commands. For length of days and long life, and peace they will what? Add to you. Let not mercy and truth forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. And so find favor and high esteem in the sight of God and man. Do you want favor from God? Favor comes with trust. Verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your goofy understanding or your emotional understanding. In all of your ways, do what? Acknowledge him and he'll direct your paths. Wow. Do not be a wise guy. Oh, do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and what? Depart from evil. It will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones. Honor the Lord with your possessions, with the first fruits of all of your increase, so your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will overflow with new wine. My son, don't despise the chastening of the Lord, nor to detest his corrections. For whom the Lord loves, he corrects, just as a father the Son in whom he delights. Wow. Trust, lean on the Lord. Don't be a wise guy in your own eyes. Allow conviction, correction, and direction. Put on, be a place to you so that you can walk in the correct path of destiny with never slipping. It doesn't mean we won't make a mistake, but our destiny won't change. Does everybody get it? You won't stay there. If you make a mistake, God sees that you make a mistake. But if you're making a choice on purpose for self-fulfillment, that's walking out. Amen. And what does it do? Then that choice of steps is out of order, and it takes time and causes delay to recap everything. So people wonder why they're not in a certain place or whatever. Because God's not allowing it. He's still working on all the mistakes that have been made, all the other things, all the wrong choices, all the steps, all the altered destinies. Now he's got to redo everything. And it takes time. You know, when a person backslides, believe me, they just don't fall back into position right away. It takes a little bit of time for everything. 2 Timothy 3. Second Timothy 3, verse 1. Altered destiny. But know this, that in the last days perilous times will come, for men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure, rather than lovers of God, and having a form of godliness, but they deny the power or the direction of the Lord. And from such people turn away. For these sort are those who creep into households and make captives of gullible men and women, loaded down with sins and led away with various lusts, always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. In other words, that full freedom. They're not able to come to the fullness of that freedom because they can compromise in so many areas that they've fallen back into management and exchange freedom for management now. Why? Because the net that's been set before them, they've made the step. They've made the step of compromise. They've made the step of loss of self, of pride. They made that step. They made that choice. And now it takes time to regroup, gather. Amen? Altered destiny individuals. That's what we see right here. Some are first, they've only made one step. Amen? And they've redirected. But some of them walking right in it, man. Walking right in it, totally out of God's will and time. Many steps out of the order, influenced by the voices and desires of the worldly lifestyle. And the promotion of self. All powers of darkness, voice of the strangers. In Romans 1, verse 18. Romans 1, verse 18. Let's start at verse 17. I think it's a powerful scripture. Hallelujah. Bring your Holy Ghost eraser. It says, for in it the righteousness of God is revealed from what? Faith to faith. As it is written, the just live by faith. The righteousness of God is revealed to those who are connected. Amen. So we live by faith, but we live by our connection with Him. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness, unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness. Because what may be known of God is manifested in them, for God has shown it to them. For since the creation of the world, His invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because although they knew God, they were walking with Him, they knew Him, they did not glorify Him as God. Nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were what? Darkened. Because of who? The voice. The voice of the strangers. Professing to be wise, they became idiots or fools. And changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man and birds and four-footed animals and creeping things. Therefore God also gave them up to uncleanness and lusts of their hearts to dishonor their body among themselves, who exchanged the truth of God for the lie and worshipped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever and ever. In other words, nobody gets away. Nobody gets away with it. No matter what you sow, you will reap. Nobody gets away. If we do it right the first time, it doesn't mean you make mistakes. Look, if you make a mistake, you're still doing it right. Does everybody understand that? It's when you willfully choose. When you willfully reject the voice. When you willfully reject counsel. When you willfully do these things. You have stepped into another destiny. And it isn't the one from God. And it may not seem it. Things seem to go smooth all the way. And then all of a sudden, boom, out of nowhere, it's like, man, what the heck happened? I was doing everything I was supposed to. No, you didn't. No, you didn't. If you did, you wouldn't have fallen into that. Amen? Because God always makes a what? Way of escape. Amen. All right, we're going to close it. Psalm 1. To tell you why it's Psalm 1. Because it's important, Psalm. This is the number one Psalm. Amen? Everybody there? Come on, let's go. Chop, chop. Psalm 1. It's on page something. It's the first Psalm of the Psalms. This is why it's Psalm 1. Blessed is the man who walks not into the counsel of the ungodly. Now, what's the counsel of the ungodly? It's rebellious, right? Lust of the eye, lust of the flesh, pride of life. That's called ungodly. Carnality is ungodly. Anything that's ungodly, anything that's out of God's will and time is ungodly. Nor stands in the path of sinners. Nor sits in the seat of the what? Scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. In other words, in the truth. In his law, he meditates day and night. In other words, he meditates on what God wants him to do or she to do. He delights in it. And he says here, very powerful, he says, he shall be like a what? A tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither. And whatever he does is going to what? Prosper. Here we go. Are you ready for the opposite? But the rebellious, the ones that are rejecting what God is asking, the ones that are rejecting counsel from the Lord, rejecting his chastening, are not so. But they are like chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment. That means rewards. Nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly will what? Will perish. Again, he chastens those he loves. He corrects them. We must be willing to receive his counsel, correction, and direction so that we can fall back into that place and come out of any altered destiny that would cause us to drift from his call purpose. And his destiny. Remember, it's his life that we live, not ours. Everything. He says, acknowledge him in everything we do. You must be honest with yourself. And anything that you're doing, you must ask yourself, did God tell me this? Because if he didn't tell you that, then you got no right doing it. Amen. Praise God. Father, we thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed. We ask your forgiveness, mercies, and grace of any area, Lord, that we have been rebellious, unsubmissive, and disobedient, making wrong choices that have altered our destiny, because it's your destiny that you want to fulfill in us. We ask for your forgiveness. We repent. And we ask that you reestablish and reset our steps according to your perfect will and destiny, that your name will be glorified in everything we do, in Jesus' name. Anybody said amen? Praise God. Prepare your hearts for communion.